Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. That's right. Rob Parker along with Ephraim Salaam, the former NFL offensive lineman and weekend host here at Fox Sports Radio. And we're broadcasting
right
live
from San Diego State, number 74, Ephraim Salaam.
There it is. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And oh, what a show we do have. Brian Lewis from the New York Post, he covers the Nets. We'll have him in about 25 minutes or so. And a lot of other things to talk about. Ephraim Salaam, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I tried to give you your space because the last time I was there, you had four masks on, so I felt kind of uncomfortable.
It looked like you coming live from a kitchen now. So, well, I'm sorry I had to put you into the Days Inn kitchen or wherever that is.
No, that's my kitchen. I mean, you know, until they get me the screen for behind, you know, we're working.
You
got to
get
that.
The
I'm
screen,
not big time.
Man.
Yes.
You got to get the screen.
I need a screen behind me, but we're working on that. Man, a lot of stuff to talk about, but and we will get to Pelé, who passed away at age 82, arguably considered the greatest soccer player of all time, right? I mean,
is there an argument?
I don't think there's an argument, but you know how people are nowadays.
Know. I do know.
You know, like everything is questioned, you know, but yeah. I'm with you, and I was very fortunate growing up in New York when he played for the Cosmos. So do you remember the New York Cosmos or you remember anything about them?
Absolutely not.
Okay. The New York Cosmos, they had a soccer team back then and they went and got like the three biggest soccer stars from the world to play on this team. Pelé, of course, from Brazil. And then they had Franz Beckenbauer from Germany and Giorgio Canaglia. I forgot where he was from, but they had like these three, like they were all in, you know, in their second go, they weren't in their primes, but these three great players played for the New York Cosmos. So I actually got to watch them. They played at Giant Stadium in the mid-70s, you know?
Yeah.
And so, we'll talk about soccer and Pelé and his passing at age 82. and much more. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Brandon is in for Rob G. He's our producer today. Also, Iowa Sam is in for Alex. He's our engineer. And I did not hear the update.
Just people taking off, huh?
It's the holiday.
Well, I guess some people just come to work, though. You know, all right.
Well, I mean, you see who's working.
Well, hey, man, I see two brothers here, you know, strapping it on, ready to go to work. That's what I see.
Who's at the anchor desk?
It's got to be the one and only Steve.
Oh, and Steve DeSager. Okay, and Steve DeSager. He'll keep us updated throughout the program as well. But you know what? When I was a kid, it's funny you say that during the holidays. I remember watching Channel 2 News, which was the CBS station in New York, WCBS. And that would be the only time you would see an all-black anchor desk. It would be the holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Like, now, I don't know what's wrong with that statement. The all-black anchor desk or the fact that you, when you were a kid, you used to watch the news. I don't know what.
Ephraim, that's why I'm in this business.
I get
Ephraim,
it.
I was.
I get it.
Really? Like I don't know when you decided you want to be a football player, but I'm not even kidding you. When I was 9 years old, I wanted to be a sports writer for the Daily News in New York.
That's beautiful.
That was my dream.
That's why you're good at your job. I mean, you have a dream for that long.
Yes.
I can tell you exactly when I wanted to be a football player.
When?
It was right after my good friend, John Hellman, asked the coach our freshman year in high school, could I join the team?
Is that right?
That was it. That was my introduction to football
in the whole 9 yards.
Ninth grade. That was it.
That's crazy. But you
see, Ephraim Salam.
but yeah, so mine goes way back, and I used to watch the news, all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you real quickly, I was in high school, and there was a sportscaster on this CBS station named Warner Wolf. And he was the big sportscaster and whatnot. And so I was in class. It was American history. And Patrick Henry, what's Patrick Henry's famous saying, Ephraim? Do you know?
No.
Okay, American history, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. You know that.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Henry. So the teacher says, give me liberty. And Warner Wolf's like line or what do they call those? His signature line was, give me a break. So when the teacher said, Patrick Henry once said, give me liberty, I shouted out in the class, or give me a break. Everybody knew it was Warner Wolf's line.
Uh-huh.
Everybody laughed. So I wrote a letter to Warner Wolf. I swear to you, I'm 16 years old or something. I'm watching the news, and Ephraim, he reads my letter on the air.
What?
Yes. And he goes, I got a letter from a viewer in Jamaica, Queens. And he writes this, and he reads the whole thing. Hey, Warner, if you're going to steal somebody else's line, use the whole thing. Patrick Henry first said, give me liberty or give me a break. He goes, all the anchors are there. He goes, boo, that was terrible. He crumples it up, throws it over his shoulder. And, dude, after that, I was hooked.
You were in.
I wrote something that made it to the news that he thought was good enough to put on the news in New York.
I love that, man. That's amazing. Look at you.
I know. Crazy. All right. Another good thing that's happening in New York. Let's get there, Ephraim. Let's start with the NBA. Last night, the Brooklyn Nets won their 10th in a row. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta. They were down most of the games, came charging back in the third and fourth quarter, took a lead. Atlanta tied it. They win it at the end, and they hold on for 10 in a row. They are streaking to now the third best team in the Eastern Conference. They've won 10 in a row, and I believe 14 out of 15. You know, since Kyrie's been back, they've been balling. They started a little bit before he got there, obviously, from all the headache and noise and all the stuff that went on with Kyrie Irving and the Nets. But, Ephraim, are you impressed thus far? Because I'll tell you what, I am.
Look, as much as I hate to do this because my little brother, he's Brooklyn all day, Sutton. Brooklyn stand up. Blah, blah. Right? Like, you know, Bed-Stuy, Sutton. Like, I have to deal with all of that. So we have a little shoe group that we talk trash about. And, you know, about everybody's teams. Of course, my team's the Lakers and my brothers and a couple other guys are the Bulls.
Right.
But my boy Omar, his team is Brooklyn.
Right. Where did that come from?
He from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Hey, my mother, son. My mother still living where I grew on my block, son. Like, right? You know, you get it. You know. You from Jamaica, Queens.
I know guys like that who talk like
Yo,
that,
son.
And it's the real, yeah.
Yo, son. Who that, son? Like, I get the whole New York, Brooklyn, everything. So as much as I hate to give Brooklyn their props, look, my job is to speak the truth. And the truth is, they're playing great basketball. The truth is, Steve Nash should never have been the coach.
Yep.
The truth is, once they all bought into the same system, the Kyrie episodes, the Kevin Durant wanting to be out, even the Ben Simmons sightings, right? He's coming. He's playing defense. He's going to do his thing. The noise, we haven't heard any noise.
100%.
No noise.
All you hear is basketball, right?
And that is the difference. When distractions are abundant, you can't hear anything but the distractions and not the basketball. Right now, out of Brooklyn, all we hear is shoes squeaking on the ground and balls swishing through the nets. That's it. That's the difference, right? There's a sense of trust and camaraderie in that locker room that was fractured all the way back to the vaccine thing a couple years ago, right? It just needed time to mend. Right, we saw in this offseason, KD wanted out. I want to be gone. You got to trade me.
And I give the Nets credit, the ownership, because they weren't going to give him away. We're not giving you away. If we can't get a comparable deal, you signed a 4-year extension, right? With a no trade.
That's exactly right.
And they held to their grounds. They said, we're not giving you away, which was very smart. And, you know, even I give them one other thing they did. And Jacques Vaughn has been tremendous as the coach. And what I liked, Ephraim, is they took the interim tag almost off immediately when they started playing and the players were responding to him. But Udoka, remember there was
yes.
talks that they were going to get Udoka.
Yeah.
And somebody got to the owner and said, dude, after all this Kyrie stuff, this is not the right move. Like, this isn't the right move. And they pushed back from that. And the thing that when you look at this team, the pieces fit, and this is what they were supposed to be, Ephraim, from
yes.
the beginning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is what everybody thought when they would come together, but there were all the problems, distractions, injuries, vaccination.
A lot of noise, man.
Yeah, just all noise. And you can't always play through that. People think you can. No, it affects people. And finally, the only story coming out of Brooklyn is 10 wins in a row.
That's it.
Which nobody's done in the NBA this year.
I'll tell you what. People have this assumption that professional athletes are somehow, especially during their season and when they're playing, they're impervious to stress or negativity or any of those things. As an athlete, the one thing you don't want to do is every time you sit down and address the media or in front of a microphone or a press conference, you don't want to answer questions about things that have zero to do with basketball. That is, it's nauseating. It'll drive you crazy as a player. And that's what the Brooklyn Nets have been for the last couple years.
No doubt.
They've been asked questions about things that have zero to do with the team chemistry on the court, the plays, the wins, the losses, it was always about something else. And so you tune that out, and it affects how you the dynamic on the court.
And there's never been an issue about can Kyrie play.
No.
I mean, he's a hell of a basketball player. He really is. Last night, I think he had 15 of his 28, Ephraim, in the fourth quarter, knocked down a huge three at one point during a run by the Nets. You don't hear anything about Kyrie, right? Zero. Like it's just about basketball. But you know, the bigger question, and I know a lot of people are like, well, but they're not going to beat the Celtics or the Bucks.
We're not even there yet.
We're not there.
We're
Thank
not there
you.
Yet.
Thank you. I that's too easy to try to dismiss everything and say it's
going
to come down to that. We don't know.
We in June. How
right.
we get to June? We're not even in 2023 yet.
Right. We have to look at and look at what's happening now. And what's happening right now is that they're the best team in the league and they're playing like it. And that doesn't mean that they're going to win the championship automatically. But let's take a look at where they are now And we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And are you impressed? What impresses you the most about the Nets? Is it Ben Simmons' resurgence? Is it Kyrie Irving being able to go? He had some dark days where people weren't sure, Ephraim, whether or not he's going to stick around, you know, at one point. Or Kevin Durant for being able to suck it up and eat some humble pie, ask for a trade, was denied. He could have sulked all year, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing an MVP.
Yeah, it's crazy because if you hadn't been paying attention to the NBA, you wouldn't know that they had been on a 10-game winning streak. And that's the point. That's the point we made earlier in this segment is you're not hearing anything coming out of Brooklyn. They got their heads down. And they're playing basketball. No Ben Simmons. Oh, he's in, he's out, his back, his head.
Nothing.
Nobody's talking about any of that.
No doubt.
And I think that's the difference.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's talk to Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets for the New York Post. I've known Brian for about 35 years. It feels like that. Brian, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Doing good. Say hi to Ephraim Salaam.
Hey,
Chris
Brian.
Is off.
Hey.
Hey, let's go here. Let's start here. You're covering the hottest team in the NBA. 10 in a row. They've won all kinds of ways. They came back from 15 last night, held off the Hawks. What's the atmosphere? Just from afar, it feels like they're just playing basketball and they're not caught up on anything else. It just doesn't seem like there's anything else going on but basketball.
That's exactly right. Jacques Vaughn got named interim on the 1st of November, right? 2 days later, Kyrie Irving gets suspended.
Yep.
Jacques comes in the next morning at shoot around before DC and asks these guys, put all of that other stuff aside. Let's make basketball the main thing, right? Let's concentrate on basketball first above everything else. And since then, since that day, they've been 21-6, right? He's actually got them focusing on what they should be focusing on. And he kind of, there's other things to it. He has simplified the defense. He simplified the offense. He's kind of focused on the core things that they need to do well. And he's made it easier for them to understand their roles. That's all true. But once guys started seeing some results and started winning, then they started trusting Jacques and trusting each other.
Sure.
More clearly than they ever trusted Steve.
So this is definitely a situation where, although it seemed like a couple years ago when Steve Nash was named the head coach out of seemingly the thin air, there was a level of trust and KD signed off on it, and that quickly, you know, ran afoul. Do you know when that transition from this is our guy went to he has to get out of here?
Yeah, I want to be clear when I say this. I don't mean that they mistrusted or distrusted Steve personally.
Right.
Clear when I say that. I'm not saying that they thought he was a snake or anything like that. I'm saying specifically from a basketball acumen point of view, in trusting Steve or trusting Jacques, I mean trusting that the game plan will net results. That's what I'm talking about. And as far as when things went afoul, let's look at the Nets. I mean, there's been no end to the amount of drama that this team has produced. When they looked really good and they ended up losing to Milwaukee because KD's toe was
on the line, right?
Yeah, right. You got to remember, let's take a look at that team and look at that staff. When you have Mike D'Antoni, former coach of the year, and he's running your offense, and you have Ime Udoka, and he's running your defense, and you have Jacques Vaughn, a former head coach, and we see the kind of job he's doing now, all of those guys on your assistant coaching staff, you should look good. Right?
Yeah.
And that's part of the attrition that the Nets dealt with. It wasn't just losing players. When you lose that much out of your staff from essentially a rookie coach, that's going to end up having an effect on what your team looks like.
Our guest,
and then
of course
the players ended up having their own drama, which I think we've written and talked about ad nauseum. With Kyrie missing time, James Harden feeling some kind of way, James Harden wants to trade, whole thing starts to fall apart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Our guest is Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets for the New York Post. Let me ask you about Ben Simmons, who put up 10 shots in Atlanta last night. There was a time where he wouldn't put up any shots, or at least it seemed like it. What has happened to him? I mean, he's getting more and more confidence. They're doing alley-oops at the hoop for him. I mean, he just seems to be coming out of that shell. I'm not saying he's all the way back there, but he's definitely more like the player, or closer to the player he was in Philly than he was of late before that.
Well, I certainly couldn't put a number on it. I don't know whether it's whatever, 85%, 90%. I don't know. But I would say Ben Simmons is certainly healthier. I mean, it's obvious. Ben Simmons, if you watched him at the start of the season, everybody that saw Ben Simmons in Philly can remember him pushing the pace. I mean, Ben would try to run on, forget misses. I mean, he would want to run on makes. He didn't care. That's not what he was able to do at the beginning of the season. He was playing at a much slower pace. There was much less explosion when he was around the basket. He just clearly was not – he was not 100% physically. Now, I don't mean he was still injured, but I'm saying when you go that long without playing, there is innate rust, even if you are, quote, healthy, unquote. He is now getting closer to himself physically, and he's also clearly a lot more confident. When you see him in the locker room, when you talk to him, when you're around him, the guy's smiling. He's happy. He's confident. These are not traits that necessarily would have described him at the end in Philadelphia.
But no
doubt.
They're
describing him now.
Ephraim, you got one more?
We got time.
We got about a minute or so, Brian.
I got one more. Now, the Nets have always been able to score offensively with KD, Kyrie. The thing that I'm impressed with, especially over this 10-game win streak, is their defense. Last year, they were just going to have to outscore you. Then they ran into Boston, which was a buzzsaw, and they couldn't do it because Boston was about defense. Talk about how their defense, they've bought into this new defensive philosophy that maybe Jacques has brought in to the team.
They've 100% bought in, and I'll say a couple things. One, if you'll remember Boston, listen, when they got swept, just look at how tiny that team was. Mm. Just physically look how tiny they were. You had Patty Mills and Seth and Kyrie out there trying to guard guys that were 6'9". Right? Now, you look at the Nets, you've got three starters, all of them 7-foot wingspans plus. You got other guys 6'9", 6'10", wingspan, T.J. Warrens, these type of guys. So they're bigger and they're longer. And that's that. I'm not even getting into Watanabe, right? So they're longer. They're able to defend. And the second part is Jacques has them now willing to defend. You see Kevin Durant diving.
Did you see the play last night?
Not only get a block.
Yeah.
Yes. Not only get a block, but diving to save a ball. He was more fired up about that than he was about any offensive play.
You don't see stars do that. That was a tremendous play at the end of the game, Brian. There's no doubt. Ephraim, right?
Yeah.
A star blocking the ball and then trying to save it from going out of bounds. Brian, spot on.
Yeah, it means something. Yep.
No doubt.
Yeah, it means something. And he's humble enough because I asked him about it. And I said, I asked Jacques, does this make it easier for you to preach defense and preach hustle when your best player is doing that? And he said, yes, 100% spot on. I asked Kevin Durant that, and he's too humble. He's like, listen, Jacques doesn't present it that way. I don't like to view myself as any different from my teammates, blah, 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 blah. But I enjoy making plays like that because I don't get that many opportunities to do it. But when I do it, it fires guys up. Right? Guys
All
get
right.
excited. They want to defend.
There it is, Brian Lewis. He covers the Nets. We'll check in with you, but, man, they're red hot. And the schedule, I'm not saying they look at the schedule. They're eventually somebody's going to beat them, but, man, it's going to be hard to beat them when they're clicking the way they are. We appreciate your insight, Brian. Happy New Year to you and your family, my man.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. Happy holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
No doubt. All right, coming up next, Ephraim, you ready? Shekel City. We'll do that, and we'll also preview the Cowboys and Titans. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Ephraim Salaam and for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay America.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome in. Hour number two of the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Tyler Dragon. He's an NFL reporter for USA Today. We'll jump around the NFL with some questions to Tyler. We'll do that. But Ephraim, let's start here for hour number two. We lost a legend, Pelé, the great Brazilian soccer player who most people considered the greatest soccer player of all time. You even know that, and you're a young guy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And as I said earlier in the show, for people just joining, I grew up in New York, and they had a soccer team called the Cosmos that he played for. This was after his star play in Brazil. He came to New York and played for this soccer team. I don't know what league they were in. I can't remember because I don't know if it was. It wasn't the MLS, but whatever the soccer, there was a soccer league back then. Maybe it was the North American Soccer League, NASL. Is that what it was? I'm going. Brandon, look that up. I think he played in the North American Soccer League, and that's what it was, in the New York Cosmos. But I went to a game. They played at Giant Stadium. Brandon, you got the league?
Yeah, it's the National Independent Soccer Association.
So that's where the Cosmos played?
Yes.
Okay. And so I went to see him play at Giant Stadium. It used to be incredible. And this is back from in 76, 77, back in those days. And they would have, the Mets or Yankees on a Sunday would have, 20-something thousand people, you know what I mean? And they would have like 70,000, 55,000 at Giant Stadium to see the Cosmos. Because it was Pelé, Giorgio Canaglia, and Franz Beckenbauer, three really great international players playing on this. But I wonder where people have – what do you have any kind of ideas, thoughts? What comes to mind when you heard that Pelé passed today, at age 82?
It was sad. 82, that's a full life, not to cut anybody's life short by any means of the...
No, I know what you mean. I mean, I think I would sign up for 82 if I could.
At the beginning, if we had a choice, a majority of the people would be signing up for 82.
No doubt.
And look, in this country, soccer isn't what it is worldwide. We know that. We're getting better. We're not even almost there yet. But what Pelé was the face of soccer, right? It's the reason why the best players on the majority of the teams around the world were number 10.
Yep.
Right? Him and Diego Maradona. Like, that's what Pelé meant to soccer. The bicycle kick, the speed, the quickness, the dribbling. These are all things that people emulate. Some of the greatest soccer players of this generation and the one right before, that came from the style of play that Pelé played. And, I mean, this man wore three World Cups. And you get this argument, who's the greatest player? Is it Messi? Messi just won one World Cup. This might be his last World Cup.
Exactly.
Pelé won three.
And real quick, Ephraim, it was the North American Soccer League. My memory goes, but I kind of remember that league, and now it's the MLS. But, yes, he did play, and he played for the New York Cosmos. I got my years right. He played from 1975 to 1977. So that's when he played. And he had played international career for Brazil from 1957 to 1971. So he was past his prime, you know what I mean, when he came and played for the Cosmos.
Well, that's usually what happens, right? Like the big-time soccer stars in the world, they come to America for a truckload of cash when they can no longer compete against the elite of the elite in the Premier Leagues and the other leagues. But Pelé was amazing, man. Just his body control, the ball control, the behind-the-back passes – right, the kick behind pass, like all of those things that have become standard and normalized now in soccer. Pelé was doing it at a time where everybody was like, what is happening right now?
And here's the other one, the stat, which says Pelé's goal scoring record is often reported by FIFA as, you ready for this, Ephraim? Being 1,281 goals in 1,363 games.
Wow.
And in soccer, nobody scores.
Right.
You got your kids play soccer?
Yes, kids? Of course.
Right.
All kids start with soccer because you can do that the youngest.
Exactly. You can go run around and chase the ball and kick it when it's near you. And kids can play like soccer for 4 years and never score a goal. Right?
Right.
Like easily. But the backdrop of Pelé, passing and what he meant to soccer, but also there's two things we want to hear from people. If you have any kind of memories, does that name register with you? If not, you need to go to YouTube. You need to read. When people like this of this ilk, Ephraim, and you're too young, you need to know who this is.
Yeah.
We didn't see Babe Ruth play. We know who he is, right? You talk to almost anybody, and you say, who's Babe Ruth, who played in the 20s? You know who that is.
Yep. Muhammad Ali in boxing.
Exactly.
Right?
You didn't see him box, all you young people, but you know Muhammad Ali, and
Jim
you should
Brown.
Know Pelé.
Yep.
You should know him on that ilk with Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and Muhammad Ali. Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think this World Cup, and Fox did a tremendous job with the World Cup this year.
And they got help because the U.S. was involved.
Of course.
For change.
But what I'll say is what we witnessed, especially to that final match, that was one of the greatest World Cup matches, finals ever. But what people started doing was they got invested. Right? They were like, oh, my wife was up early in the morning watching these matches with me because it was exciting and the players are fast and you have Messi and you got Mbappe and the whole saga that was going on with Portugal and Ronaldo. Like, all of these things generated so much buzz here in the U.S. about soccer. I would implore people to continue that curiosity and look up the Pelés and the Ronaldinhos and the Madonnas. Like, you'll be surprised if you just went down a YouTube highlight reel of some of these great players. My wife did. I sat right next to her, and I was showing her the greats of the greats. And it was amazing. The ball control, the chemistry, the demand that they have over the soccer ball.
But this is the thing, and even as a kid, and remember, Ephraim, I'm going to be 59 next month. So
look
I'm,
good,
I'm
though,
gonna,
man. Look good.
Man,
don't look
I'm
a
hanging
day over,
in
don't
there
look a day over 57.
For 59, almost. But my point is, I was there when they were telling me back in the 70s when Pelé was with the Cosmos, and everybody was saying that soccer was going to be the next big thing, and you need to get on board, okay? So I lived that, and it never came to fruition. Never, ever. Just like new math, when we were supposed to go to the leader and everything else. You remember that?
Yeah, man.
Okay, that never happened. We still got 64 ounce. Mm-hmm. We still got, there's a 2-liter soda, but everything else is still ounces.
Yeah.
The only thing that they couldn't get, they did push the 2-liter, but we still get a 12-ounce can, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We still get a 12-ounce can. Okay. So my point is, why hasn't soccer caught on? Why? All these years, even from any young kid today, everybody's played soccer. It's not like the people in their 20s. If you talk to anybody, they all played soccer. Like, that was back in the day when I was growing up. We all played Little League Baseball. Everybody played Little League Baseball. So all these kids have played soccer. And I'm not saying that nobody shows up to games or people don't. I mean, there's the LAFC here. You've seen that stadium there, Ephraim, over there near USC.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody swears by it, that it's a great time and great atmosphere.
Even with the Galaxy over at the, in Culver City.
Right.
Yep.
But still, soccer hasn't, to me, progressed enough. People get up for the World Cup or whatever, but I don't see the ratings. I don't see the numbers.
Well, I can tell you why.
I don't see the news coverage of soccer enough. I really don't. It's the same old names we hear all the time of the international players.
I can tell you why. Because when kids, they start with soccer, they start with baseball. It's the same problem baseball is having in terms of having young American superstars. At a certain point, there's no fanfare for soccer in this country. So you could take, let me take Kobe Bryant, right? One of the greatest basketball players to ever play. Kobe Bryant loves soccer, grew up footwork because of soccer. If Kobe Bryant plays on the U.S. national team, other teams are in trouble. If LeBron James played soccer, if Giannis, well, Giannis is not from here, but if Kawhi, Paul George, Chris Paul, if our greatest athletes, if Derrick Henry, right? If Micah Parsons, I'm naming the greatest athletes that we have in American sports right now. If they all played soccer, you don't think we'd be formidable on the world stage? 100%. But because we're so enthralled in football, college football, literally, Pop Warner, high school, college, NFL, right? When you get to basketball, you got AAU, you got high school. These high school teams are playing on national television.
But
you got the NCAA tournament with basketball.
I'm going to tell you this, though, Ephraim. Going forward, we might not have gotten there, but we're going to get there with soccer. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. As this country gets more and more Hispanic, and the numbers bear it out, okay, soccer and baseball will wind up going the other way just from the pure numbers. You notice, you live in Southern California.
I do.
And you can't, the Dodgers sell 4 million tickets a season. And the Latin community in Los Angeles,
it's
they
huge.
Love baseball.
Of course.
And the same thing with soccer. Fred Rogan from KNBC here in Los Angeles showed me the ratings and of some of the soccer matches in L.A., you know, and they were bigger than the NFL. They were, you know what I mean, in L.A., not all across the entire country.
We know.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think that soccer has a chance as this country becomes more and more Hispanic and becomes where Hispanic America is the majority, not the minority. We used to be, Ephraim, black people used to be the second minority. We're like minuscule.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Minuscule, so we're not there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.